We had I lost three brothers, just one right after the other. One died with double pneumonia. One got killed in the his he started Rock Springs and he went to sleep and his truck went off the road and caught fire and burning, and he was burnt so bad that he walked to the highway, but he didn't live very long after they got him in. And another one was killed on a tractor crossing a river down here. He missed a crossing, and the tractor upset with him, and the seat hit him and killed him. And then my mother and father both passed away several years ago. Not too awful long ago, but it's been about 10, 12 years, something like that. And my husband passed away 13 years ago.
What about your offspring?
Well, I've got four children, two girls and two boys. And two of the girls live in Rock Springs, and the boys both live here. My son, youngest son, lives 2 miles north of here, and my other son lives here in this. He's a gold mine.
That's right. Yeah. And would you say that you raised them or reared them or brought them up? Which way of those would you prefer to say?
Well, they were all brought up right here in this school right here. They all went to this school right here.
I see. So given the choice of saying reared or raised, which would you say?
Well, I don't have no choice. I mean, one's just as good as the other to me, you know. I never had no trouble with my children. We were strict with our kids. When they needed a spanking, they got it. There wasn't no government coming around telling you was abusing them, you know. And they minded. When we told them to get in the house, be here at a certain time, they'd better be in here. And they knew it. And that's the way our kids were all raised, and they're all good kids. Every one of them's good workers. The girls is all married good men. They're all really doing good. And my one son's a pilot. He has his own airplane. And he flies for coyotes. He kills coyotes. They kill about around 300 a year in the wintertime. Huh. And
that's interesting. Now, is there any family resemblance? Any of the children between you and your children, or your husband and you, or they look like you, or they look like...
Oh, part of them looks like me, and part of them looks like their dad. This boy up here looks like his dad, and the one here takes after him a lot. But the girls they're black as both. One of them takes after me, and the other one takes after her dad. She's dark, and she had brown eyes, and the other one had blue eyes.
Now, where were they born?
All of them was born right here.
Who delivered them?
Well, no. Now, I'll take that back. Gerald, the one here, was born in Nebraska when we lived in Nebraska. He was born. See, we lived in Nebraska 8 years before we came out here. And he was born in Nebraska. And Lyle, a pansy, was born in Nebraska. And then we lost a daughter when she was 13 years old. And she was born in Nebraska. But the two young ones was born here. They were born in this hospital down here. I mean, the old hospital, not the new one.
I see. And how were you delivered when you were born?
I was delivered at home. The doctor just came there.
The doctor did it?
Yeah.
Did they ever have women that would go around and deliver?
Yeah, they used to have. I don't think... Well, now, I think some of my brothers... There were some people here by the name of... And she did that quite a little bit. See, there was no doctors. This is 50 miles from here to Rock Springs, or 48 miles is what it is. And there was none of my sisters and brothers that was born in the hospital. They was all born at home.
And who? And what did they call? What name would they have for that woman who helped deliver?
What is it they call?
Would that be a midwife?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they call.
So they call them. I need you to say that.
A midwife.
Okay, was there any other word they would use for that, or is that pretty much it?
I think that's all I ever noticed, you know.
I see. Now, where was your